Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the FTAA Phoenix Show. As you know, we're in the month of December. This year has come and gone so fast that it makes your head spin. So in order to see where we're going and to get some perspective or some boundaries as far as the new year is concerned, YAA Phoenix Show today is on getting prepared for the new year. And I must tell you, I've said this before, I've never understood or even thought about getting a reading. You know, my thought was, you know, is that real? You know, does people giving these readings, do they really know what they're talking about? Well, I don't know about other people who give readings for the new year or readings just about a person, but I decided, you know, since I am working with YAA Phoenix, I would at least see before I put it out there like, you know, oh, she does this and she does that. Let me see for myself. And wow, she gave me a reading and I have said it. She wasn't someone that I knew. She was someone that I met. We had a conversation a couple of times, but that was it, maybe once or twice. So when it was time for her to give me a reading, I gave her a little information, you know, birthday, things like that. And what she gave me was overwhelming. No one knew me that well as she did, especially someone who was new in my life. So I can say wholeheartedly, without any reservations, any doubts, or anything, that her readings are genuine. And if you're like me, a skeptic, and, you know, does she really know? You should really try it and see. You'll be back every year, like I'm sure most of the people who get readings from her. She just knew so much about me that it was really overwhelming. And I had to sort of sit back and look at the phone to make sure, you know, look around my room and make sure she wasn't here with me because what she said was so powerful. So this is what our show is about tonight. It is about getting prepared for the new year. And our, you know, first of all, our call-in number is 310-742-1887. And you have to press the number 1 so that you can speak with YAA Phoenix and talk to her. We have several things that we're going to mention on the air. And I would like to say, too, to caller 919-672, I do see your hand up, and we will come to you in just a few moments, but I would like to introduce our host for this evening, YAA Phoenix. Welcome, YAA Phoenix. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you, Ruby, for that that testimonial. I didn't expect that. Yes, but thank you so much for always being there and, you know, making this show very exciting. So thank you so much for all you do and for the listeners, those that are listening live and those that are in archives. You know, thank you so much for following the show. It has been growing in popularity, and for that I give thanks Ruby and her efforts and, of course, the universe. So I give thanks for that.
Yes, one of the things I would like to say to our listeners, if you ever feel that you've missed something and you want to, you know, you say, wow, that passed me and I didn't get it, you can always go back to the archive and listen, because our numbers are growing so rapidly. You know, we have, you know, several of our shows are over the 5,000 listener mark. And it's growing rapidly because people are actually interested in what Yaye Feeney has to say. Although they can't listen at that particular time, they do go back. And our numbers are just sort of out of the roof at this time. And we are very excited about this. Danny, before we get into the show, did you want to do meditation or something before we get started?
Yes, well, I can, because I remember saying that we didn't need to do it, and people were like, oh, no, you need to do that. So I'll do the meditation. Okay. Just let's center ourselves and know that we're in a safe place. Know that this is your time, and honor your spirit, your essence, your energy, and claim the space and hold this space for as long as you can, so that you can learn some new techniques or enhance the already techniques that you have for tapping into your spirit, the source of all of your power. So just close your eyes, get centered, and allow yourself to just breathe in nice and deeply, and breathe out all of the tensions of the day, all of the distractions. And then do another breath in, very slowly breathing out again through the nostrils. And one more time, breathing in. And then again, breathing nice and calmly out. Visualize yourself sitting at a nice lake. Connecting to your spirit. And see yourself feeling the breeze coming off of the lake, cooling you, connecting you to the Creator. Oni pokulampwe, olori tiemia logo, alashe, alashe, oloku, omomiyako. Oni pokulampwe, olori tiemia logo, alashe, alashe, oloku, omo miyago. Oni bokulampe, olori tienya logo, alashe, alashe, oloku, omo miyago. Omo miyago. Omo miyago. That is a prayer to the divine energy of the lake, of the water, as a part of us, of our mystic self, that we honor today and we give thanks. Whenever you're ready, you can allow yourself to come back, your spirit, your energy, to come back to the present moment. Ashe.
Ashe. Thank you. Oh, that was really great. Okay. We are very excited tonight. Yaye Feeney is ready to share with you some of the practices she has used for over 40 years to spiritually close out the old year with gratitude and to welcome the new year with abundance. Do you have anything that you want to say, or should we jump right in? Because we already have someone on the line who has their hand up who has a question for you.
Can you give me the call-in number? I'm trying to put it on Twitter.
Yes, it's 310-742-1887. And make sure you tell them to press the number 1 if they want to speak with you.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. So should I read our number 1?
Yes.
Okay. How to shift the energy in your home, workplace, finances, spirit, mind, relationship, and body. You want me to read that again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How to shift the energy in your home, your workplace, finances, spirit, mind, relationship, and body.
Okay. I'm trying to Twitter. Well, welcome everyone to this amazing and wonderful show today, Ask Yaya Feeney. In shifting energy in the home, it's important for us to acknowledge that energy is something that exists in our home, whether we are present and aware of it, or sometimes we feel that we are in control of our life because we washed it and we've cleared it and we've used incense and that. But the energy is always shifting. Every time you open your door, your energy is shifting because you're opening the fresh air. You know how when you open the window, the whole vibe in the house changes? Because there's more oxygen, there's more radiance. When you open the window, the sunlight comes in and it just shifts it. So you're able to feel that when you're consciously feeling that you're making the difference in physically and you owning that space. But when we're sleeping, as the moon comes up, as the sun comes out, as the rain falls, there's constant movement of energy. And so it's important to acknowledge the presence of energy in your home and in bringing in a new year. And for those who go by the Western calendar of January the 1st, this is the time that the world, the numbers, everything that is of our culture centers around the new calendar. And so we have to embrace that. Of course, there are other systems that have celebrated in March and in different times of the year, but however, your bank account, everything changes for the new calendar year, so the entire energy, the vibration is going on that. So for that reason, I'm focusing on the Western 2013 and ending 2012. And so in shifting energy in the home, it's very important to acknowledge that the things that go on in your home, tears, the joys, the happiness, the confusion, the new jobs, all of that has an energy that changes in your workplace as well. There is argument, there is disagreement, there's also raises, there's joy, happiness, all of those things are energy. And in your finances, the same thing. Because in your finances, you go through different levels, different times of the year that you would need. It's like a rhythm that some things, money is coming in and all of a sudden it has to flow out because last minute things come up and you recognize it. For those who get an astrology projection for the year, you can almost know when is your rhythm, when is your time, that it is based on your own energy field on your birthday that you bring in certain energies. And so your finances will change, so you know when to, you know, pull back on expenditures that, you know, that are frivolous and that are not planned. And then, of course, you're shifting your energy to bring abundance in, which is your birthright, which is the universe is always ready to give us. The universe is abundant and is always ready, and know that we are ready and accessible to it. And so that's what we're talking about today, is how to do it step by step. I usually start off this cycle with getting myself a reading. I go to my priest and I get my reading. And that gives me an opportunity to kind of get myself centered, to know what type of things I should expect or kind of things that will be in my path. I also get an astrology projection on my birthday, my cardinal birthday. to give me some clarity as to some of the things, the challenges and the things that I will find so that I can maneuver and go through, you know, my life with greater ease. And so the first thing that we want to talk about is shifting energy in your home. And you want to dedicate at least 15 minutes a day to each room of your home to see what you want to throw out, change, give away, that no longer serve you and your highest and best good. And so you're going to start packing up stuff. Look in your bathroom, the things that you don't need. The other day I was cleaning out. I had some stuff in there that was the expiration date was 2010, and I still had it in there. So I was cleaning those kinds of things out. And so you go in there and you start cleaning each room. So you're acknowledging and you're giving blessing to each room, because each room has a vibration. Each room has a location in your house on the plane, on the planning, on the chart of your home. It has a different, each room has a vibration. You have feng shui, that we had a class on that helps you to know the type of energy, the type of things to place, the art of placement, the type of things to place in the different locations in your room, in your house, at your door, to allow your life to be abundant. And so you want to then go to each room and say, okay, today I'm going to go to my bathroom, and I'm going to look at the things that I don't need and start packing them up. And every evening you start packing them up so that the next day when you're going out to work or your first time out, you take them and either put them in the trash, give them away. If their clothes are too small, you can drive by the Goodwill. You can give it to people. You can always drive by and see the homeless. You could call a family member who knows friends, or that friends who like your clothes, or, you know, that type of thing. And you can pack those things up that you no longer use, that they are just, you're not interested anymore in them, or you're past the stage of them, or they're too small or too big, whichever. And so when you're packing this up, you're actually opening up your energy field in your house to receive new things. Because when you move that space, when you move that thing, there's other things that's going to come to take that place. And so it's very important that you dedicate at least 15 minutes a day as you're closing out the year to just start looking in the different rooms and different things to just start getting them together. I would recommend at this time also to start doing baths. And you can check my blog. I'm going to be doing, my blog is coming up tomorrow on my website. For those of you who have seen my new website, you can go on there and sign up. Every Monday I have a blog. And on the blog, this Monday I'm going to give, I have a list of baths and different things that you can use to cleanse your house. You can spritz your house and your surroundings and yourself. And so check the blog for that. When we do the cleansing or the shifting in your workplace, you're going to start looking through the old files and old emails and old things that you don't have, and then just start shredding them. Wipe down your desk with herbs such as lavender, and you can smudge your work area with some incense. And in your finances, in your money corner of your house, which is when you're going into each room, the corner that is the far left is going to be your... that's the easiest to say, the far left, but you would have to have a bigger chart. The chart that's facing your northwest corner of your house is a place that you could put like a piggy bank with 7 coins in it. And you're going to face that corner and say, God help me, God help me, God help me. You're going to say that 9 times. And that is something that you can put in your to bring abundance, financial abundance to you. And then for abundance to come into your house, I would recommend to you to clean down your door. Get soap and water and clean your door. Wash your door down with fresh water. And then you can spritz it with lavender oil. You can spritz it with river water. You can spritz it with seawater. You can spritz it with things that are light. You don't want to do things like ammonia and that's cutting. You're going to wash it down with soap and water, and then you can spritz the area clean. And then you're going to affirm, and you can write this down, money, money, come to me in abundance, abundance of 3 times 3. Money, money, come to me in abundance, abundance of 3x3. Creation, creation, no harm is done. I open my doors for abundance to come. Let me repeat that. Money, money, come to me in abundance, abundance of 3x3. Creation, creation, no harm is done. I open my doors for abundance to come. While you're cleaning your door, that's what you're saying. You clean the front as well as the back, and you just clean them down. So that's the first thing that I wanted to cover in that, and if there are any questions or any additions, then we can go into the next topic. But those are the things that I do, and I just wanted to share in shifting the energy from this year. However abundant and blessed it was, you can always be more abundant. Mm-hmm. So for that, we're cleaning. Okay.
Okay, we do have a question. We have a caller who has a question, but we also have a question in the chat room. So I'm going to take the caller first. Caller 919-672, your mic is open. Your question or comment for Yaya Fini? Hello, caller.
Greetings. Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Greetings, Yaya Fini.
Greetings.
This is Brother Jay in North Carolina.
Oh, hello, Jay. How are you?
Pretty good. Just decided to chime in, and I wasn't quite sure of I kind of my phone was kind of fuzzy, and I missed all the oils that you named and the last bit of the affirmation, that like abundant creation.
No harm is done.
Did you get that part?
Creation. No harm is done. I open.
No harm is done.
No harm.
Okay.
Okay.
No harm is done. And the oils or the scents is lavender.
You can use lavender, or you can use river water. You can use seawater. You can smudge with incense. That's the one you're doing at your home or the one that you're doing at your office.
Okay. And I really have more of a comment about the year readings, and just a confirmation of I got one in January speaking about this year, and everything came to pass that was spoken, you know, for everybody listening, you know. And you know, it was a year to collect. He said it was a year for me to collect all that I've been working for a long time, you know, and I can say on so many levels that is happening and it's still happening. It has no signs of stopping. So
great.
I do look
nice.
Forward.
Wow, that's awesome. I haven't heard from you in a while, so this is good news.
And I do have, I didn't hear about the year-end reading, the end of the year reading, which that's definitely something I'm going to make sure I get this month, as well as January. I'm looking forward to both readings. I just wanted to give you that confirmation of, you know, and everybody's listening that thinking about getting readings. I mean, when you told me, let me tell you, the power in knowing that everything you're working for is coming gives you that much more courage to push forward and have a spirit of expectation. To get ready to reap your harvest. That's what you spoke also, reaping the harvest. And it was a part about money, but it's more so that in relationships with people in general, friends, you know, what I do as for my career, you know, I'm a musician. Things have sprung forth. I met one of the top people in the world in terms of what I do. You know, I just met them in November, so it just keeps coming and keeps coming, and a lot of great things are happening. So I just want to say I appreciate you doing what you do. And anybody out there, do not hesitate to get these readings because they are magnificent.
Oh, yes, thank you so much. I haven't heard from Jay in almost about eight, 9 months. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're doing well because that's how I get happy. When I don't hear from my clients in a while, I know everything is good. And that gives me, yeah, so thank you so much for that. And I'll see you for your annual because he always gets his New Year reading. Thank you so much. And congratulations on, you know, following through and getting your abundance. Because abundance is not just about money, as Jay said. It's about abundance, having the things that you require. I don't think that there's such a thing as luck. It's just being prepared when the spirit is ready and when you're ready to receive. So abundance doesn't mean that it's only about money. Abundance means that you have enough so that you can share with others.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Jay, I would like to say thank you very much and have a blessed week.
And I'll be right here listening. Y'all do the same.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Okay, Jay and Feeny, we have a question in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it says she answered the question. The next one is, how do I make room for the proper mate to enter my life?
How do you do what?
Make room for the proper mate to enter my life.
Oh, that's wonderful. The way that you're going to prepare that is to, you know, affirm to the universe, number one, that you're ready, but affirm to yourself first. Know that you're ready to do the work because an assignment is in one of the other Ask Yefini show. We talked about relationships or assignments from God. And if you're ready for that assignment, then you create that space. You create that space by claiming it. And there's an affirmation that you can say, my perfect divine mate is walking towards me and I am walking towards him, or vice versa, depending on the case. And he deserves to be in my life and I deserve to be in his life. And you don't have to see a specific person. You just keep affirming that. You could put it in your car. You could put it on your wall. And you're telling the world that. In your meditation, you're asking the divine to bring you an assignment that is divinely sent and that it will be able to, that you are worthy of and that person is worthy of you. So affirming it. Also getting an astrological reading and as we're saying, a reading. I'm not trying to just, you know, direct people there, but this is my reality. And so you will get a consultation to see what is the thing that has been blocking you or what is the thing that will make it. Because going to a bar and trying to meet somebody and getting friends and that, you could meet the perfect person, but if it's the wrong time, it's not going to work because it is not an assignment. It's something that you're looking for in desperation. And I'm not saying that the person that asked the question is desperate, but start claiming it and working on yourself. You have to do your own work. Whatever it is the other relationships left you with as a blessing and as a lesson, embrace it and hold yourself accountable to your part in it and know that it was your gift. And keep visualizing and saying, my perfectly divine mate is coming, the right divine mate is coming towards me, and I deserve to be in his life. And the same thing, that you deserve to be in his life. And keep affirming that. And it will happen when you least expect it. But don't focus so much, oh, I need it right now. Just leave it open, like Jay just said, that it took him a whole year to finish, to get to the point where my consultation had said he would get there. But when you're anxious, you feel, oh, my God, I got the reading in January. I need to get this by spring. Well, there's so many things that perhaps could change the relationship that you may have to face during spring that will detract you from focusing on the blessing of the relationship. Because if you have a lot of things going on in your job and that kind of thing, spirit knows, okay, we're going to wait until winter. And so you just keep affirming that, and it will happen. And my website, for those of you who have not signed up to my website, please go to my website and sign my sign up to get my newsletter. My newsletter this month has a confirmation on there, has a testimonial there on someone that I did a reading for. And this person asked for a reading on their relationship. And it's Kianga of Inner Journey Yoga Studio. And she asked for the reading, and her mate asked for the reading as well. And they got a consultation, and the things that came up in the consultation is, what is the blessing? What is this relationship? Why is it that y'all have attracted each other to your life? They embraced it. They worked on it, and, you know, they've celebrated their second-year anniversary the other day. And this is a relationship that they met through, just a mutual, and I don't want to give the people's business, but it was not one of those that you said, well, I know a friend. It was one of those things that the affirmation was made to the universe, and then the confirmation was made in the reading. When they met each other, they said, well, okay, we're friends, we're talking, we're emailing, we're doing that, and then we want to take it a step further. Both of them said, you know what, it's best for us to know, see what God has to say about that, what Spirit has to say. And so in it, they got the consultation, and they're beautifully, they're on their way to, you know, getting married soon. So, and I was just wanted to share that testimonial on my website, on my if you are in my newsletter, you know, in my mailing list, you would have received it. Sign up, and we will send it to you. Or just shoot me an email to yayafini@bellsouth, and I can send that to you. So I hope that gives us the young person clarity.
Okay. Thank you. And family, again, I would like to say the call-in number is 310-742-1887. And as Yayafini mentioned, you know, you can always go to her website. Her website is www.yayafini.com. That's www.yayafini.com. And if anyone, like the gentleman who was on the line, I think he said his name was Jay from North Carolina, if you've missed any information, you can always go back to the archive and listen. As I mentioned earlier, we have had more than 5,000 people go back and listen to the archive for each one of the shows. Our numbers are great, and people really understand, and they embrace, I was going to use the word like, but like is for Facebook. People embrace what Yayafini is doing. So we don't have another question at this time. I would like to read the number two on our list. Are you ready for that, Yayafini?
Yes.
Okay. How to develop and put into place an easy 21-day empowerment step-by-step process for abundance.
Okay. The step-by-step process is you're going to cut your process for the 21 days in 7-day increments. And so we're starting now. It's the second, right?
Yes.
So 21 days from now, we'll be right into Christmas, right? And coming out, getting ready for New Year.
Yes.
You want to cut it into 7-day increments. The first part is removing. The second is claiming, and the third is receiving. And so for the first 7 days, I would recommend to you to listen to positive CDs, positive, watch positive movies and radio, because this is a time when people, we are bombarded with this spirit of joy. This the season to be jolly. And a lot of times people are going through this the season to be depressed. And so people go through all types of energy shifting. And if you're not doing anything spiritual in the shift, You can allow your head space to be bombarded with negativity and wish I could have had it, and you stay in a place of negativity and blame and blaming others and forcing yourself and being very judgmental on yourself, just beating up on yourself and don't feel you're not good enough, you can't afford the things that you want to send for Christmas gifts. It's all kinds of things at this time of the year. Because this is the time that we do the cleansing, and I'm going to speak about that later on the fasting. This is the time you want to cleanse because you're shifting the energy from fall to winter. And so your spirit, your energy, your body, your mind needs to shift. And so you have to feed it nutrients that's going to allow you to go in like the trees and allow your fat to settle and for you to go and internalize where you want to go after the new year. And so if you're listening to external stimulation and saying, oh, buy this, get this, be with someone, don't want to bring out the new year alone, all of these things can bombard you and you start feeling like, well, what am I, a chopped liver? And so you want to shut yourself down into three different 7-day increments. And so the first one is abundance. Listen to positive CDs. Go on the website, listen to Deepak Chopra or people that have positive affirmations or anyone that's going to give you some type of positive reinforcement. You want to watch positive movies. Don't bring movies that's going to bring you down and make you feel, oh, I can't be with my loved one, so this is sad and this is depressed. Find things that's going to make you laugh and really laugh and really feel warm and fuzzy. Look at old Cosby shows. They are hilarious. When you want to really just lighten up your spirit. And then you're going to do 7 days. For 7 days, each day you leave home, you take a bag of article of the things that we affirmed earlier. So you're going to be taking a bag out of either garbage, replenishing things, and don't leave it in the car. Take it out, drop by somewhere, call someone, tell them I'm passing by, bring in some clothes for your children or whatever. And so you do that for 7 days. Each day, as you leave home, you take a bag of article of your clothing. That's the first day that you're going to be doing to open the road for abundance. You're going to be listening to positive CDs, and you're going to then, remember, you're looking through your old closets and that kind of thing. You'll be surprised how many things you have in there that you didn't realize. So that's the 7 days is you're clearing out. You're removing any negativity. This is a good time for you to brush your body. During the cleansing, the fasting we do, you get a body brush and you start getting rid of the old toxic cells, dead cells that you have on your body that from soap and flakes and that. And so you scrub it. This is a good time to use a body brush or a loofah brush, and you brush from going towards your heart, always going towards your heart. And then you're going to be doing, the next 7 days after that, you're going to start claiming. And so in the claiming stage, you're going to start making a list of gratitude. You're going to make a list of things that are good things in your life. So you're going to make a list. You're going to have like three papers. You can put it on your wall. I put mine on my wall. And you make a list of the things that you're grateful for that are good things in your life. And the next list is you have people that are good that are in your life. And the next list is things that you're going to desire, that you desire. And so you have these three papers on your wall, and you fill them in. Every day you write down something else. And you'll be surprised how many things you'll start coming up with. Each day you're going to be like, oh, my God, this happened to me. Let me write this down. Oh, this happened. Let me put this down. And so the things that you desire as well and that you want in abundance, you write those on that. And this is the time that you really get serious in doing your meditation in the morning and your meditation in the evening, any type of meditation, soothing meditation that you can hear the waterfall. There are all types of, you can go on Pandora and just listen to meditation, and you have water and meditations that you are guided meditations or just listening, and you're doing diaphragmatic breathing, and you're allowing yourself to just relax and know that the things that you desire, the things that the people that are good to you is a place of claiming. When you claim things, you have to have room in your life to receive them. So if you remove it first, then you claim it. So you're claiming it. You're saying, this is mine. Abundance is mine. These are the things that I'm sending to the universe, say that I am grateful for this. So give me more of this. Because when you say, I am happy with this, the universe wants to give you more of the same thing. So it's important to meditate every night and every morning before you go to sleep. Do not go to sleep with your TV on and the radio on. And when you wake up, you can meditate for 5 minutes before you get up off of the bed. Just open your eyes and thank God and start meditating. Sign up your paper. And then the last 7 days is you're receiving. You're receiving abundance. I recommend you to spend time in nature, either sitting by a lake or by a hill, by a mountain. For those who live in cold areas, it may be difficult, but you can still do it. Just bundle up and you sit at the river or you stand there and you talk and you just hold yourself in that space of breathing in gratitude and receiving abundance. And during that time that you're sitting in nature, you have 7 days. Find different places in nature. You can go and just sit by a waterfall, a man-made from waterfall, just the sound of the water. Sit in nature. Go by the sea. Go by the river. Go by a hill. Stand on a mountaintop. And at that time, then you start finding ways of giving. Time of giving service to others or service to yourself. And you can go and find service to your favorite charity, or you can go to the homeless, or you can do to complete strangers. You can go to a hospital and say that you just wanted to go in and pray, and you just sit in the receiving hall and you just pray for the people who are coming in and who are, you know, maybe dying. You could do that. And if that's not your cup of tea, then just give to your favorite charity. This is a great time to give the children who they have all types of toys for tots and things like that, as well as this is a great time that the homeless people have it very hard because they miss their family and that. And this is a good time to just speak to one of them. Hello, how you doing? You know, and then just give them something. It doesn't have to be money. You give them some food. You get up one morning and you buy yourself a big box of grits and put some butter in it, and you just go to the homeless area and you give them a bowl of grit. They will be so grateful. And the universe is watching you. And just as you give in because you like the feeling that it gives you, you're going to be receiving. Make a big pot of coffee, a big pot of tea, and just drive by. And say, hey, I got some tea. Y'all want some? Everybody will be telling you, yes, thank you. And give them some hot chocolate. It's very, very minimal. And there are always homeless people. And people, sometimes we get so involved in what we're doing and where we're focused that we don't even see them. This is a time to say something to them. And so that's what I would recommend for that period. And then, of course, getting some type of counsel, doing the last 7 days, that's when you want to get your end of the year reading or astrology chart or your numerology chart. There are a number of numerological books that you can get to write up your chart. You can do your own chart. Any type of spiritual system that's going to talk about the energy around you, that's what you want to do for the last 7 days, is going to do the 21-day affirmation. Is you're going to get some clarity. Because once it tells you that this and this is going to be the realm that you'll be working on, then you start shifting your mental state. If it says there is something coming up on your job that is going to give you some abundance, well, then you start making sure that when you come to work, you're early, you're on time, you acknowledge that people are watching you because the potential for getting a raise is there. So your own mind space starts changing, and you start putting the vibration out so that the abundance will come to you. So those are the things that I would do for the 21 days abundance.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Definitely thank you. Yeah, Yafini, you have a call coming in. Caller 918-619.
I'm bringing your mic up. You're in the air with Yaya Feeney. Your question or comment?
I was just enjoying the what she had to say about the theme about gratitude. I really believe in that. What do I do to prepare myself for a committed relationship?
A committed relationship, it depends on what is your strategy for looking for a relationship, because sometimes as women, we want each person that we're dating to be a committed relationship. And sometimes we're just dating the frog before the prince. And so when you are dating, then know in your spirit and embrace the moment that you're in, that it's just a date. It's not a relationship. It's not the one. It's not the man. Because men, and this is a female that asked the question, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, because when men date and women date, it's two completely different things. Men date because they're going on a date. They want to be across from a woman that's lively and smiling and happy and joyous. And they just want to be around a flower. We smell good. We look good. We open up the hormones for them. They just love to be in our company. And so we have to make it about us. So you have to be jubilant. You have to smile. You have to smell good. You have to know that this is who you are. You're not going on the date because you're hoping that he is going to marry you. You're not doing it. Because once you start zeroing in on that, then it cuts down on your energy, the energy around you, to be receptive. As a female, you want to be receptive. You want to receive the energy from this man because he wants to give it. And so if you date 3, 4, 5 people, from that, you don't put all of your eggs in one basket and feel desperate if that one doesn't call. Because if they don't call, then someone else will call. But if you go with it knowing that it's just a date, you're just going to eat, and if something develops, fine. And if it doesn't, fine. You're still wonderful. And always have your criteria as to what it is a line in the sand that you will not cross. If a man starts talking about, you know, violence or something like that, if you know that's not your that's a trigger for you, then you don't have to date him. You don't have to say, well, maybe if I get together with him, he'll change his violence.
That's a bad thing.
That's the thing is that you have, and I'm just using that as an example. It could be anything.
Yeah.
It could be someone with bad breath, you know, and you change your criteria. You know, I don't go out with men with bad breath. And then you change it. Well, he does make enough money. Well, no, if the man has bad breath and this is the turn off for you, then know that, you know, either you give him some spray or either you don't have to date him. But I think that if you go into a relationship saying, I want a relationship, it's not going to come. But if you open yourself to just be in the company of people who embrace who you are and that you have fun with and that you look good and they look good and they embrace you and they treat you like a lady, and you say, you know, you have the expectation. You have to have a plan in your head when you're looking for a mate. You have to plan in your head. I want a man that's going to open the door for me. And if you're dating a man that is not going to open the door for you because you sat in the car and you said, girl, you better come on. You know that's not the man you're going to date. Simple. It's not that bad. It's not that deep.
Well,
and
now
so
I am
you
dating
date,
two people.
So now you date someone that, you know, will open the door. And she says, no, I would love for you to open the door for me. Or you don't even have to say anything. You just sit there and say, and they say, you waiting for me to open the door? Yes. A man loves
that. I mean, usually that's a given for me. They open doors for me. I mean, just
right. So
because I expect it, and they know that.
Right. That's an example. So I think that dating several people is the way that you will find a relationship, because you're going to know what doesn't work for you, and so that when that person doesn't call or does not meet what it is that you have emotionally put in, because women, we have a way of trying to be in a relationship because we want to nurture and to give and to support and that. That's fine. But it's sometimes it's very nice to have that coming from the other person. Let the man know that you want him to support you and to encourage you and to say good things. Be the receiver, not so much, oh, no, I got this, I can handle this. No, the man wants to be able to know why he's in your life.
Be the man.
Yeah, you have to be, you can't be so independent and walk so fast that the man said, well, why is she needing me? I don't need that. I need someone who needs me. And I'm speaking from experience.
Okay.
But you know that you're a strong, independent woman and you can do it all, yeah. Then that's a different thing. But you, if you're looking for a committed relationship, that's the first step. Is have in your mind exactly what it is that you want in a relationship. But in the dating that you're doing, make sure that that's all it is. It's just a date. It's just a date. And if you deal with like two or three, well, three or four at best, then, you know, and then that's the best thing, because then you know clearly that if number three doesn't call, number one will call, and if you don't feel like being bothered, then you don't answer the phone. And it's okay.
Well, men do like to chase women. I mean, I think women forget that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sit by the phone and wait for him to call. There's no way.
Yeah, you're just dating. Now, when you get ready to put it into another level, then, of course, you have, then that's when you know for sure that this man is committed, because all of the criteria that you have, he has met.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give it up because you feel like he's going to give it to get it from somebody else, that's a no-no. So you have, that's the thing I find, is to be in a committed relationship is you have to first date several people and appreciate it for what it is, a date, an opportunity to be in the company of the opposite sex or whoever your preference is to be with someone who it's fun. It makes you feel good and light, and you can laugh, and you have shared interests. So if you want to go out dancing, date someone that likes to go out and dance. If you're interested also in going to museums, go with that one. If someone wants to go to cultural programs, that's fine. That's number three. And so you have that, and then when you figure out which one it is that you want, then you're able then.
Well, yeah,
then
I'm down to two options, and I'm trying to decide.
Yeah, yeah. Man will let you know. Trust me. The man will let you know, because when men go out on dates, they already know whether you're a he will return to dating. He's going to automatically know in his head, because men have types. I was in polygamy for years, and all of my husband's wives, we all look the same.
Oh, funny.
Oh, men.
I've never married. I've never lived with a man, because I won't do that until I'm ready.
Yeah, well,
don't
say the word never, because then your never may be down maybe next Friday.
Well, no. I don't want to live with a man unless I'm married to him.
Right, correct.
Yeah, because to me that's special. There's nothing casual about that to me. But those are my standards. So.
Right, and that's it. It's what, if you have your standards, then you will be in a committed relationship soon. Sooner than later, if you have your criteria, because there are men who want to be in your company. There are men who, the things that you bring to a relationship, they're waiting for. But you have to open your options, because it may not be the first one, it may not be the second, it could be number fifth. So date several people for different reasons, because it's just a date, it's not a relationship. So I hope that answers some of the questions. Thank you.
It does. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, caller. And have a good week. Okay. Wow. Okay. Let's see. You have a question in the chat room. It says, I think probably a statement. It says, AA Feeney sells some products that help a woman acquire a date. Can she mention some of those so that I can write them down?
I don't know if that helps to acquire a date. It might seal the deal of the date. Oh, the scrubs. I have a list of all types of soaps and energy shifting. I'm glad the person asked that, because that's the where I'm going the next series of class. The question, number three. I'm going to start shifting energy by using nature. And in using nature, some of the products that I make is to attract, the mate, is so that you'll have 3-4 dates before the holidays, and you can choose, pick, and refuse, as my mother said. And so the sensual lotion and the sensual soap really works on your pheromones, and it just awakens it, and you feel like, oh my God, I am the most sensual man or sensual woman on the planet. But then the temptation is, you know, think with your head. In terms of that, but my products go on my website, and you see I have a list of things. I have a Dalhalla soap that's very good, that makes a Dalhalla, that when you do it, the soap, you use a $20 or $100 bill to wrap the soap in as you bathe and affirm for abundance. It's very, very, very good. I have soap for when you go to court. I have soap for when you have seeing negative spirits. I have soap for attracting, calming your children so that they don't have nightmares. There's all types of things out there. And it's all herbs that I use that, you know, over the years as a priest, I learned the power of them spiritually by combining them with other things, and they produce that shift.
Yeah, I like the Oshun Sensual Mango Ginger Scrub. Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's the one to make you bark at the moon. Yes, I have people who have children that we call scrub babies because their parents got jiggy with the scrub.
Yes, actually, I'm looking in the chat room, and Lady Speech says, I want to hear her talk about the Oshun Scrub.
Yeah, the Oshun Scrub is something on it. It's like, woo, I had a woman call me, and she asked me, can you send some for me overnight? I said, no, honey. She said, well, I'm going out on a date, and I need this. I said, I can't do that. It's FedEx. I am not telling you a lie. She was desperate. She wanted it then and she wanted it now. I told her, no, I'm sorry. I can't go out there in the rain because you try to grab somebody.
And you have a woman.
Yes, and it's known to break condoms. Yeah, honey, because you get to talk to her. People get creative and all kinds of stuff with the scrub. There's a video on YouTube about my scrub. If you go on my YouTube, yeyefini.efumbolade on YouTube, you can see the commercial about the scrub.
Oh, okay.
I did it last year for the holidays.
You have a question from, I'm not sure, I'll say, Natalie, she's a caller calling in.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, Block Talk is showing off sometimes, so I'm trying to bring her mic up. Okay, I have your mic up.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, can you pronounce your name for me? I think I may have pronounced
it
wrong.
It's Natalie.
Okay.
So my question tonight is, I'm going to New York later this month to let my husband know that I want a divorce and that I'd like custody of my children. I am wondering if you could give me any insight on how this is going to unfold.
Well, that's such a complex question that I would recommend to you or suggest to you that perhaps you can get a spiritual consultation. I wouldn't go off the top of my spirit because there are all types of dynamics
that's
involved. So I would recommend you to get a reading, and you can go to my website and get a reading on a personal, a consultation on exactly what it is that you want to do. And I can exactly let you know what your odds are, what are your options, what are your possibility of failure and success for what it is that you want to do. So it's not passing judgment on whether it's a good or a bad thing. It's letting you know how the things are going to stack up for you or against you.
Okay.
And reading can give you insight as to what color to wear, should you and him have a conversation before you go to court. All of those things can play out.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Colin. Wow. Okay.
I used to do shows in when I lived in Jamaica. I lived in Jamaica for 6 years. And I used to do things like that where people could call in and I would just give readings from my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very, very good. It got so to the point where people found out where I was living and they would show up. It used to get that bad. But I have not done that in the States since I came back. I've been back 12 years now since I had left and moved over there. Mm-hmm. But something as heavy as and as intricate as making a move, that's something that requires some kind of private kind of thing. But people, I used to do consultations on jobs, and if people were going for an interview tomorrow, I would just connect to their spirit on the airwaves and say whether they were going to get the job. And then people come back and say, yes, I got the job, and things like that. Because I've had sight all of my life, but I don't play with it, and I don't like to take it lightly because it's something that it holds you as a priest, as a seer, as an energy worker, as a light worker. It holds you accountable and responsible mm-hmm. for this thing, you know? So that's why things that are require privacy and the dynamics is in it is so, you know, because when you're divorcing, it's not only about the two people, the effect of the children, their school, mm-hmm. their friends, all of that the reading will cover. And would say either it's going to be a great thing or this is not the time or something like that, but you don't want to just take that off the cuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you have another question in the chat room. It says, as I am preparing for the new year, how can I include my spirit so that they do not feel left out and thus try to interrupt everything?
I don't know how your spirit would feel jealous because they're working with you, I'm assuming. And when it says your spirits, I don't understand. Is it a spirit in particular, a type of spirit, or an ancestor?
Okay. I will wait for them to respond. But
yeah, because our spirits are always with us. We have mm-hmm. our parents' DNA. My nose looks just like my mother's. Her vibe is always with me. She's still alive, but when she passes, her energy will still be with me. And so your spirits are always with you. And so I don't understand that question. She might have to give me a little more specific.
Okay. I will give more details. Okay. Well, while we're waiting, you already did number 3.
Yes.
Okay, I'll read number 4. It says, learn a sun salutation prayer for your New Year's sunrise celebration.
Okay. This is number 4, but you missed number 3, release toxin?
Yeah, that's what I was asking you. I'll go back to number 3 and we can work on number 4 next. You want me to read number 3?
Yes.
Okay. How to let go, release any residue, parasites, or toxins from 2012 that no longer serve your highest and best good.
Okay. The way to release toxins, number 1, of course, is to shift the things that attracted them. And so if you have a toxic relationship, a toxic mind, a toxic body, then you have to acknowledge, you know, how did I get here? How did I get here? And so we can either blame other people or we can accept responsibility that the things that we have in our lives, we have attracted it. Sometimes, you know, you have to be careful what you ask for. And sometimes you got to be careful where you step. Because sometimes you can step in some doo-doo that you think that was put there for you and it wasn't. You just stepped in it because you weren't looking down.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you recognize that you have toxic things, people that you want out of your life, your body is toxic, you feel lethargic, you don't have any energy, you're confused, you're negative, you're feeling frustrated, that's energy that wants to shift. the way that I recommend, that what I recommend, the first thing is, of course, when, as I said, when you go on my website, you will see the newsletter. We will send you the newsletter, and in it, you will be able to see exactly how, step by step, a process. I'm trying to pull it up as I'm talking. And so I would recommend to you, the first thing to do is to start taking some baths, shifting some energy. I have a DVD called Herbs and Bath Making, and it's $15 for the CD, and you see me actually making baths with herbs that you have in your own kitchen, like basil and lemon, rosemary, garlic, all of that, that you're going to make a bath with. Different baths. I think I have something like maybe 6 or 7 baths that you're going to make. And you're going to shift your energy by allowing these things to come in, and then you become more like basil. Basil is a very spiritual herb. It's a receptive herb. And so you become more receptive to spiritual things. You could use different herbs and the meaning of them, and that I have in the bath. I mean, in the bath DVD. And so the next thing that you would do is, of course, you want to join the, I have a fasting group, winter solstice fasting group. I have a fast that we do every season change. We did the fall equinox. That was fabulous. It was fantastic. We had over like 80 people doing the fast, and I didn't even know until after people were saying, oh, thank you so much. I was like, oh, my gosh, I thought it was only about 15 people. And so we have if you're interested in joining that group and getting the information, just send me an email to yayafini@bellsouth.net. And if you are on Facebook, which is easier, if you're on Facebook, just join the Winter Solstice Detox Cleanse. And I have a breakdown of the things that you're going to need. Each day of the 5 days, I break it down for you how to fast and have a support system. Because when you're doing it alone, sometimes it's very difficult. But I break down, I get very, very intricate, because I've been doing the fasting thing for many, many, many years. And so you're able, people have called and made the comment that they've never been done as fast like this, because I do the fast with your mind, spirit, and body. Because I do affirmations, I put up meditations, I'm available every evening from 7 to 8 where you can speak to me and exchange on the phone. So it's really a good thing. And this is all free. I just do this because I get so excited when I see people being proactive in choosing things that are going to feed their cells. I just get so excited. So this is free. And so you just go on there and sign up. And then you do the fast for 5 days. This time we're doing a fasting with herbs, and you can go on the fasting group as well, or you just send me an email, and we can tell you where to order it. You order it from Healing Arts Products. He lives in Barbados, but he has a shop here also in Florida, and you can get them sent to you. And you're going to be able to use the herbs for the different things that you have there, liver flush, people with impotence, women with menopause, all of those different herbs are combinations for each one. They're specific. And then you want to do because when you're doing the fasting for 5 days and you're juicing, because we're not eating, you're doing juices and salads and that, you're actually in like a community of people supporting each other. And while you're juicing, and also I recommend enema and colonics and brushing your body and brushing your tongue, getting a massage, doing yoga, all of those things are to open up the toxic energies in your body. Now, when you're going to the toilet and you are defecating, you're going to then start saying the things, you know, and you visualize and release the old pain, the hurt, negativity from your life. And so while you're releasing the toxins, the toxic energy, you're feeding your cells new vibrant, rich foods with the juices, but the feces and things that the waste matter that you're releasing from your body is the old stuff, the stuff that you ate when you were pissed off at somebody and you said, I'm going to eat this bread because I'm, or I'm so depressed, I'm just eating this. Those things, those emotions, you are holding them in your intestines. You're holding them in the cellular memory of your body. And so when you're detoxing physically by fasting and you're releasing with your liver flush that we give you every morning, and you're able to then go to the bathroom and release them, you are actually talking to your feces, and you're letting it know that I appreciate that you're coming out, and I love the fact that you're coming out, and here all of the negativity that I had last week when I was so angry, that so the people who have done things to me that I didn't understand, or the things that I allowed people to do, all of that, you're releasing it. And then you take, of course, during this time to release your toxin, you have to walk. You have to walk at least 20 minutes every day during this time that you're releasing and prepare for the new year. And with a brisk walking, make sure that you do brisk because you want to work up a sweat. And if you can't do it outside because it's cold, you can always go to the mall and just walk around the mall. Don't buy anything. Just keep walking fast. And this will open up your sweat glands doing the detox, and so you're releasing the toxic. And so those are the things, and the toxic people, you will be surprised. When you start shifting your mind and your mental attitude about being a victim and having parasites and having things suck off of you, when you start acknowledging that everything that that I have brought to my life has been a blessing and a lesson, when you start affirming that in part four, we're going to talk about that, you then start putting things in your place, in your space, in your mind, that you will then choose to let go of those people, lovingly let them go. And that's the topic of my newsletter this month, is God Even Made Parasites. And you have to acknowledge, and I shared some things in there also about my life, and when I had parasitic behavior, parasitic things, that I attracted to my life because I believed that's what I was worth. I believed that if I had drama happening, that means that I was important. And so when you come from an insecure perspective, that's when you bring parasites into your life. But when you wake up and you acknowledge, you know, I can't do this anymore, then you say, okay, it's about me. I allow them to do this. Not I'm this victim where people jump on because I'm weaker than them. No. And so in this whole process of cleansing, this 21 days that you're doing with cleansing and bathing and giving away stuff and opening up your house and washing down your doors, you're in a mood. You're in a vibe. You're telling the universe, look, I am ready to get rid of this old stuff because when 2013 come in, I'm ready to do it. And so with all of this stuff going on, you lock yourself down. This is a time of self-focus. It's all about centering on you. And if everyone that's listening to this does this, can you imagine? And if everyone that is listening to this tell 10 people to listen to this, and everyone starts doing it, the whole entire universe will be healed because we will be vibrating an energy of abundance, of tolerance, of love, of compassion, and self-worth. That it's just going to be nothing but abundance for us. The world will be just a beautiful place. We'll begin to look at life like little children. When they walk into a room, they only see how many things can I have fun with versus adults. Well, the adults, we come into the room, well, I know I can't touch that. And if I did that, people would think I was stupid. And if I wore that dress, I would look. Be a child again. Open yourself to, you know, to the universe of abundance. So that's what I wanted to say on releasing toxic.
Oh, okay. The young lady in the chat room, she's going to call you privately off air to ask that question. Okay?
Okay, great.
Okay. Well, I think we can move on to number four, but before we do that, I would like to say our call-in number is 310-742-1887. Again, 310-742-1887. And please press the number 1, and that way we'll know that you would like to speak to Yaya Feeney, either with a comment or a question. And I'd like to thank all of the people in the chat room and the wonderful questions that you all have. And I would like to thank our listeners who have called in, who are listening, and who have asked questions. You can always go to Yaya Feeney's website, which is www.yayafeenies.com. Sign up for the newsletter. We welcome you to read her blogs and actually go onto the store. You'll see shop. You'll see, I think it says shop our stores. I'm not really sure of the terminology, but I guess because I just go there without even looking. Oh, actually, it does say shop our store. You'll see a lot of things, the DVDs, her books, the scrubs, yes, the scrubs, the lotions and the soaps. You know, this will, a lot of these things will help when you get your reading and certain things you'll have to do before the end of the year and in the beginning of the year. So definitely go on her website and look at those things. And as she said, sign up for her newsletter and go on Facebook. A lot of these things that this knowledge that she has, she's giving it to us, family. And as you know, anybody who has something that people need or want rarely give it away. But a lot of it she does give to you, and it helps you, and it also helps her because, you know, it's good when you receive things, but, you know, it makes the person who gives it feel really good as well. That's something that I had to learn. I'm a giver. And for me to, some things went on in my life where I had to be a receiver, and I wasn't good with that. And someone explained to me, you know, the way they broke it down was, how do you feel when you give to someone who is in need? So I'm like, I feel good. It's good to help people. And they said, well, why would you rob someone of their blessing? So, family, if you think of it in those terms, she's blessing you with something. And you should really think about that and take advantage of it. Not take advantage of her, but take advantage of, you know, what she has to offer. So, I'm going to read number 4 now. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Learn a sun salutation prayer for the new year. Sunrise, for your New Year's sunrise celebration.
Right. Okay, the sun salutation is on January 1st. What I do is I do the reading of the year, mm-hmm. and this year we're going to be performing it. And for those who are listening and who are available or who want to come, I'm doing it in Sunset Park in West Palm Beach. And I do a reading of the year for the world. And I do a reading for the United States, and I do a reading for the diaspora. And then that day we have other priests and priestesses who are there from my institute to conduct readings, personal readings, private personal readings. And so that's the first thing that I wanted to say about that, because I do a what we call a nangare, or a salutation to the sun, and where we have our first meal of the day, which is we make it up with cornmeal that has been cooked in banana leaves, and then we break it up in with the almond milk and with honey and put into a bowl, and each person that comes up in a circle dips from it and acknowledges the presence of the Creator and prays for the universe, for the balancing of the universe, and for each of us that's there and for our personal lives. And so that's what we do as a sun salutation. As an individual, you can do the same thing. And what I recommend or suggest to you is you take a bowl of water and you go outdoor and face the rising sun. And you hold this water up to the rising sun and you claim your prayers. And I have the affirmation for that, but let me finish giving the process. And so you hold this up to the rising sun, and then you pour some on the ground, some on your hands, and some on your feet. And you say, as I am one with God, I am now one with my heart's desire, and the flow of abundance is mine. As I am one with God, I am now one with my heart's desire, and the flow of abundance is mine. And when you say that, you pour some of the water in your hand and you pass it over your hair or your head three times. And you hold your hand up to the universe, to the sun, and you pray for your mother, your father, your children, your friends, your enemies, the universe. You do an abundant prayer just as the sunrise on January 1st is coming up. You affirm that you are one with God and everything that you desire. And you see, I didn't say want. Everything that you desire, because when you want something, you always want. And so anything that you claim and your heart's desire and the flow of abundance is yours. You're affirming to the universe that everything that is supposed to come to you this year comes. So the people that are coming that are parasites, you recognize them and you don't no longer recognize. You recognize that you no longer need that. And so you just cut them off. And, you know, you don't have any bottom feeders in your life. You don't have anyone that's draining you. And you have people who are doing better than you in your life. You want to have those people so that you have some direction to go. And so that's what you're going to do. You're going to go to the sun and just pray to the divine light that illuminates from the heaven, that brings the abundance for life, that creates chlorophyll, that you just put your prayer and you are speaking to the divine reflection of the Creator that makes things grow. And so you're making yourself grow. At this time also, on New Year's Day, you want to do some type of cleansing bath. If you want to get some roses, on my blog this week, on Monday, on my Meaningful Monday, that I use my Meaningful Monday book, and I take excerpts from my book every Monday, and I will put it on the website, and I will have a comment. And that's going to be, you know, ready for you on Monday if it's not up yet. And in that, I give you a step-by-step process of really tapping into why is it we have to let go of parasites, the importance of it, and how to do it. And so once you, and then you can learn how to, and I give a bath there, the sheep, and how to clean your house with a coconut, how to shift the energy by taking a coconut and rubbing white chalk over it and sweeping it through your house. I give a number of things in my blog, on my blog, on Mondays, and you could write to me there, and I'll answer you back in that. You will be able to have information that can help you. And again, this is all free. Take in your sun salutation. Also, you start learning how to make baths. You learn how to just empower yourself, how to clean off your children the night before, how to pray for them the first day of the year. You pray for your children. You take your hands and you pass water over your hand and you put your hands on your children and you pray and you affirm so that nothing can distract them from their divine path, so that nothing will claim them, not AIDS, not violence, not their friends, because you recognize and you acknowledge your divine purpose and you bless your children for the year. And you touch them so that you nothing, you put a ring of protection around them. And so with the sun salutation, what you're doing is you're connecting yourself to the, what is it? It's something like an antenna. The antenna that keeps us connected to life is the sun. It's the sun. And so when you make your prayer on January 1st to the sun, can you imagine what that energy is? Powerful.
Yes.
Versus sitting in your house depressed because you're sad because no one took you out or you didn't go out or things was too expensive for you to go out on January 1st And so you start the new year depressed and sad. Well, what kind of energy do you think you're going to have for the rest of the year? Not abundance. Not abundance. And that's what this show is about. It's about receiving abundance.
Wow.
So that's the sun salutation. And again, I do it annually. I've been doing this reading of the year now for over 25 years. Every New Year's, I sit on the ground and I do the readings. I've done them all over the world. I've done them wherever I live. That's where I do it. And I like to do it outside in nature. And I do it under a tree, and we do the reading, and everyone knows, and we put it on the internet, and everyone has something that they can follow. There are several readings of the year that go out. I've been doing mine as a practice. I just do because I have a number of people who really rely on my reading. Even if there are other ones, and I'm not saying that mine is better, theirs is better. It's not even. It just is. One say tomato, one say tomato. But as long as it works, and so people have, you know, really embraced it, and so that's why I do it. And then after that, then we usually like give away water. And then 1 year we had someone brought live food and was selling meals because sometimes you stay there a long time waiting for your reading and that. And I make it that we don't have appointments because on that day people just show up. So we just do the reading. You just show up and we start at 10 o'clock and I read until 6 o'clock in the evening. Myself and other, you know, I have other priests that are doing readings as well. So I'm not doing them all by myself. And so also go to my IIASK, the International Institute of African Studies and Knowledge. You can find all the information on there and our upcoming classes and the cities where we have the classes available and the numbers of people who do the classes on Skype or on Google Doc or on Google Plus. And we have people who are doing naming ceremonies and that. The SEW, which is the Self-Empowerment Workshop, is a biannual event that we have. It's an initiation to disconnect from some of the trauma of our lives, from molestation, rape, abuse, dishonoring, poverty, all of the things that have made us believe that we came on earth as victims and we'll always be victims. And so this is a 7-day retreat that we have. We're getting ready to have the winter one on the 15th. This was 7 days. And the mediums, my mediums and priests come in, and we do this initiation that is not the priesthood. You don't have to be a Yoruba or a practitioner of Lukumi to go through the SEW. It's about going back to connect to 7 generations of your spiritual DNA and some of the trauma and some of the things that we have inherited. Sometimes we don't even know the cause or the origination of it. And so that's what this does. It's a complete spiritual thing that you go through. It's not about sitting around and chanting songs of Kumbaya and someone speaking. No, it's about going in and getting possessed and allowing your own protective spirit to use you as a vehicle to walk on earth, and you visit your ancestors and they come to you. It's really a very powerful thing. And so if you want more information on that and the classes that we offer at the IIASK or the International Institute, there's a tab on my yeyefini.com website that you just tap that and you can see the classes and the people, the teachers that offer it in the different cities. So this was a commercial for IIASK.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to piggyback off of something that you said. When you said about parasites or getting with people who are basically like-minded, that was something that someone told me a long time ago that, you know, look at the people around you, and most of your friends or the people that you have close to you make within $5,000 of what you make. If you want to reach if you want to make more money, be around people who make more. If you aspire to do bigger things, get with people who know more than you know. If you're the smartest person in your group, then you're in the wrong group.
Right.
You can't move anywhere because you're already the smartest, so there's nowhere for you to go. So you should get with people who have more knowledge than you do, who you can learn from, and who you can grow with, as opposed to, you know, someone. So I loved it when you said that, because that's what I, you know, that's one of the things that I'm working on right now.
Correct, because I so concur with you, because if you're the smartest person, then you're always the giver. How can you receive? So you get drained. How are you developing new cells in your brain? You know, they say that people who retire and change from their routine at work and that usually start deteriorating within the first 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no challenge. There's no challenge to get up in the morning and deal with the people on your job and all that. That allows your brain to expand and to grow. And it's the same thing with your relationships. You have to have people who are smarter than you, who will be able to help you to go where it is that you want to go, who will inspire, who have been where you are. And that's the purpose of it there. Who can take you where, because they have already been there.
Mm-hmm.
So get rid of the parasites by just recognizing that, you know, it's time to, you know, to go back to school. You want to be in some school where someone has given you some education.
Yes, yes. Okay, we're going to go to number 5.
Okay.
How to release the power of gratitude into the universe and open yourself to receiving the boomerang effect that will return as abundance. I need to learn that.
Read that again for me.
How to release the power of gratitude into the universe and open yourself to receiving the boomerang effect that will return as abundance.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I found that gives me abundance and success that has helped me over the years is by giving, is by being generous.
Mm-hmm.
When you are giving, you are in such a place of humility and honor to the divine. When you are giving, you are so connected not to yourself, but to the spirits and the guides of the people who are receiving the service. When you are giving, in that moment, you recognize that you are valued. And when you acknowledge that you're valued, you know that you're valuable to God, to the source, to the universe, to Allah, to Jesus, to Buddha, whatever your reality is as the source, you are invaluable in that only you have the fingerprint that you have. Isn't that magnificent?
Yes.
That always humbled me to acknowledge that I am the only person in this entire billion of people that have this one fingerprint. That lets you know how much of a genius the Creator is.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a powerful energy to create us with a specific purpose in life, that only we can do it the way that we do it and how we do it to who we do it to. Wow, that sounds like a jazz record right there. Or a blues record. How you do what you do when you do what you do. And that just amazes me to know that my fingerprint is the only one like this. This is amazing. And so when you are giving, you are telling the Creator, thank you for giving me this fingerprint. that I am doing the only thing, I am the only person that can do this the way that I do this, because when I connect my giving, in that moment, it sends like a ripple effect of gratitude, because the person that's receiving, or the institution, or the moment that is being given, in that moment, it triggers an energy called joy. Joy yeah. is the most powerful energy. And sometimes we think anger is powerful, but joy out can beat anger out any day.
Mm-hmm.
So someone could come into a room that's angry, and someone welcomes them in joy. Instantly, that person's entire energy field shifts. So acknowledge that, you know what? I'm safe. Because anger is always a place where you feel that you're not safe, and so you have to fight, be it mental or whatever. But when you're in a place of joy, then you have peace. Because mm-hmm. joy and peace live in the same house. And when you're at peace, then the universe is balanced, and then abundance can come. Abundance is not going to come where there's toxic energy, because abundance is something that you have to open to receive. It's not something that you have to go get. And so you don't have to go get it. It's already there. What you have to do then is acknowledge its presence, and then it's yours. And so when you give service to others, that is the biggest way of making sure that the boomerang happens. Sometimes we do things for people, and I remember I've done in the past things for people, and I was like, oh, my God, they're so ungrateful. They don't even realize that, you know, I'm hurt. I gave you X, so and so, and so, and now that you have, you don't even want to share. It took me many years to acknowledge that that's okay, because in that moment that I was doing that service, their own ancestor spirit was saying, baby, thank you for doing helping my little crazy ass child. So I'm going to do this for you because you loved her, you know, like she, more than I did, she loved herself. You know, the ancestors have a good time. And so in that moment, we have the blessings of those people's ancestors, of those people's energy, of their angels,
mm-hmm.
of whatever that comes to your aid. So you don't have to look to give where you know you're going to get something, because that's not really giving. That's called
True.
Investment. That's called mental investment. When you give, the act of giving without expecting anything in return, that's when the boomerang happens. So for me, service is the thing. Service, the way that you can find gratitude. That's your way of telling the universe, I am grateful for being alive, for breathing, that I'm safe. And so for this, I have to let someone know that they acknowledge that they are feeling safe and good. Sometimes people feel that, I mean, people that know me know that, you know, I am who I am. Sometimes I'm strict. Sometimes I'm relaxed. Sometimes I have my moments as a human being. But people know that. No matter how hard people think that I am, some people think, oh, they're afraid of Yaya Fini because you don't know what she may do, or she may work something, or all of this stuff. People who know me, not know of me, know me, know that all you have to do to Yaya is to give her a good story, and you got her. All you got to tell her, well, you know, I can't do this because okay, we'll fix it. Come on. You don't have any money? Oh, that's not a problem. We can work out something. What do you do? You do garden work? Okay, can you trim the trees over there? Maybe we can do trees. Or if you come and you don't have anything at all, I have a young man here, I tell you, no lie, that has been coming to me for the past 2 months. I just met him. And he's been coming to me, and he's been looking for a job. He doesn't have any money. He came to me the other day with a bank, with a football bank, a bank where he puts his coins in. He brought that. He says, yeah, yeah, this is all I have. I don't have any money. I'm so ashamed. I'm so embarrassed because I don't have the money to pay for my consultation and blah, blah, blah. And he went through all this. I said, that's not a problem. That is not a problem. You need a consultation. You've been coming to me for 2 months, and you have not been able to get a job because he has a record. So we're having this little problem. You know how once you have a record, and they're trying to do all of this stuff. So we're working on it to spiritually shift his energy so that this man can get back into the work. So he came that day, and I said, okay, give me 4 quarters out of your bank. He said, well, I'm going to bring you the money back when I get back. I said, no, that's not what I said. Just give me $1, 4 quarters from this. He gave me the 4 quarters. We did the reading and everything. It was time for me to mark the rituals for him to do. And I didn't say, you know, what the fees were, because I always ask what my fees are. I don't look at people and say, oh, he looked like he could bring $20. Or she looked like she could bring $100. I ask spirit what it is. And sometimes spirit says don't charge them anything, and sometimes spirit says charge them $400. Whatever it is, and it's not the spirit is saying they can shake you down. It means that this is what spirit is required of you. And the sacrifice is a sacrifice, depending on what your sacrifice is. The sacrifice may be this month I won't get my toenails done, and that's the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice that you can do it. So part of the money part. So anyway, long story short story, he went on. We did the ritual. I told him to come back. I said, when you come, bring me 4 quarters again. He said, oh, my God, I can't do this. I said, no, no, go ahead and do it. Do you know that the man got a job, someone gave him a job without checking his what do you call it, Dave?
Background.
Yeah, background check. He didn't have a background check. He didn't have the background check. The man gave him the thing, and he told the man, well, the man said, if I try to do a background check, would I find something there that I don't know? He said, you might. That's all he said to the man. And the man says, well, I was in jail before, and I have a record, and someone gave me a chance. That man gave him a chance, an opportunity. Do you know that young man came back, and after his first paycheck, he brought me $300, and he said, yeah, I just want to give you this because you did not give up on me. So you see how the ancestors were working with him?
Mm-hmm.
His ancestors were working with me because I never told him to come back and bring me anything. I just told him, I said, we got to do this because you've been coming to me for 2 months. You're giving me a bad reputation. I don't want you to tell anybody I've been coming to Yaya Fina and I didn't get what it is that I was supposed to in 2 months. I'm like, come on. So what do you think? He came back and brought it for me. So these are the kinds of things that I'm saying that is about gratitude and generosity and abundance. They're all in a place of joy. Yeah. When you can do for others, you are guaranteed that their spirits, their energy, their mind, whatever you want to call it, is always going to be remembering. And then their heart is willing to give back. And if each one of us find a place of reciprocity in giving back what has been given to us, we can live, you know, debt-free. We can live debt-free. Just keep giving back. So we have to give. We have to give back. So find 7 ways of giving your time and your service to self and others. If it's going and shopping for the lady across the street who you know has a problem, we used to do stuff like that. But we watch so much television now, oh, they're going to kill you over there. You know, and we welcome those negative things to stop us from being human to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Stop us from having a human expression. There's so many people, you can look at your block and just say, okay, I know this person has a baby. I'm going to take $12 and I'm going to buy some Pampers or some diapers and give them to you. You know that person is not going to tell you I don't want those diapers because I don't know you. She'd be so happy.
Mm-hmm. True.
And they say, yeah, knock on the person's door and just says, oh, you know, your phone book was outside and I thought I'd give it to you. You know how to drop the phone books off and stuff? Don't just say, I don't know. I'm not giving that person that phone book. I might go in there and let it snatch me. No, don't put the negative out. Willing to give. Like I said, just cook up a pot of something and give to someone. And giving by just sending pressing PayPal, that's nice. But I'm talking about real giving where it makes a difference, where you have a spirit connection. So in gratitude, give, find seven ways of giving time or service to others. Go visit a sick friend. Cook somebody a meal. Not covering, not worrying so much of what you don't have, but think of others, and that's how you're going to open it. And the last thing that we have now is number six, right?
Okay, before you do number six, you have a caller on the line who would like to speak with you.
Okay.
Caller 716-907, you're on the air with the AA Feeney.
Yeah, Hotep.
Okay.
I was hearing the great wisdom and knowledge from the two queens, and it sounded very beautiful. What you're disseminating is truth. You're disseminating truth. And that in itself starts a vibration. That in itself starts a vibration that awakens the consciousness.
Correct.
And as we are in this stage of conscious awakening, we need good spirits, such as yourselves, to continue to disseminate this information.
Thank you.
Most welcome.
Thank you very much. And we need to know that we're doing the work, just like what the young man is saying. That's important to me, to know that what I'm doing has value and has worth. It's not boosting my ego. It's humbling me. On the days when I don't feel like doing what I'm supposed to do, then conversations like this make me know, you got to do it. You got to do it, you know? And someone told me that. They told me that I don't have, what is she, did she tell me that? I can't be selfish with the information that I have, and I need to share. So thank you, brother, for reminding me that. That's what a lady told me, that I can't be selfish. That is, it's selfish of me not to share what I have. And some people criticize me and say that I'm trying to jerk people and rustle readings on the phone, I mean on the internet, and that I'm commercializing the religion and all of this. And, you know, I get with people who are bigger than me, and they say, you know what? You have to do what makes sense to you, and if you are helping people, you don't have to worry about what anybody else is saying.
Sure.
That's why I keep doing what I'm doing, because with my new website that went up there, I have been wanting to change my website now for 4 years, and everything just fell into place. I met this from right here on the internet. Someone recommended me, OO Radio recommended me to call this sister, and Tavania, and she was able to do it for me quickly, easily, cost effective, you know. And then I met another sister, Ayoka, that just is able to put the thing, the website, I mean the newsletter together, and that's just a prayer. Because I was in a place of saying, well, maybe I'm not supposed to do this because I'm trying so hard to get this thing to be a little more accessible. I used to do this thing called Teaching Tuesdays. My camera wasn't working. By the time I got another camera, I didn't know how to download the stuff. So everybody's saying, yeah, you need to send those YouTube videos so that we can learn about it. I give all kinds of things. If you go on YouTube and just put in African Latina, you can find a lot of YouTube classes and things that I give, and it's free. And so I stopped doing that, and then I was wanted to do the blog, and I was like, I don't know, why am I having all of this? When I let it go, and stop listening to people that were saying that I was trying to proselyte and I was trying to jerk the religion into money. When I stopped listening to them and I listened to people who have done this for many, many years, they said, yeah, whatever you are doing is working and you're helping young people who are getting into this religion. I've been a priestess for 41 years. So I don't have the luxury of not teaching the younger people. This is my responsibility and my duty. And the internet is the new word, new community. And so that's why I got into it. I remember one of my students told me the other day, she said, I remember when you said that the internet, the ancestors would not bless it because it was opening ourselves up. And look at me and look at you now this time. You have all of this. I had to crack up. Because I remember it wasn't that long ago. I was like, oh, no, the internet, I can't put my picture up there. That is, oh, my God, that's opening your soul. And now, you know, so you can't never say never.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you that's can't say true. Never. And you know, and I was really, I've really been going through because people just have been saying some negative things. And that's okay because somebody told me once, if people are talking about you, you have something to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Told me, yeah, so when somebody told me, they said, no, yeah, yeah, you are doing it the best way that you know how to meet people, because in this faith that I am in as a Yoruba Lukumi priestess, you have so many people. This is the fastest growing religion according to what, you know, these computers that say. And so you have a lot of people who run into trying to get godparents, and you have people who are trying to get rituals done for, I need a man, and they're using this religion and this faith and this practice and this light work as some type of magic, and it's not. And so what I try to bring with my show with Ask Yefini, as well as my blog and that kind of thing, is a way of people finding that they can be safe in this place with me, knowing that I'm not going to exploit you, I'm not going to take advantage of you, and I'm not ever going to give you the opinion or the thought that I think I know everything. I don't do that. If you notice my Facebook, I very seldom, if at all, talk about you. I always talk about we or us, because I am learning just as I am being taught. I mean, just as I'm teaching, sorry. I'm teaching and I'm learning at the same time. And so for that, I'm just humbled. I love when young people say, could you teach me this? Can you tell me this? What is this? And if I don't know it, I said, I will give you a number or an address or somewhere that you can get the information if I can't do it myself, and I come back and I will give credit to who I got the information from. That is my responsibility as a mother, as a grandmother, as a teacher, as a mate, of all of the things. It is my job that whatever God has given me, I have to share with others. I don't have the freedom of saying I'm not going to do it because people are not receiving it well. If one person is receiving, that's why people know that when I do a workshop or a lecture, if I have one person in the audience, I teach it just like I had a room full of people. Because that one person to me represents my responsibility. My
yes.
responsibility. So that's what yeah. I wanted to say to, you know, to just to thank the young man for calling in and affirming that, you know, what we're doing is God work.
Yes.
God work, you
yes.
know, and it's purposeful.
Okay, well, we have about 6 minutes left. Do you want to do number six?
Yes, number six, the end of the year reading, what does that mean, and the new year reading. End of the year reading is just like you're graduating. You want to know how many credits you need to graduate, right? And so you want to know exactly what things you need to shift in your life so that you don't drag it in next year. If you're in a number
yes.
six, you want to know that the six, number six vibration ends one thing and the number seven is bringing in another one. So you can kind of start planning. You just want to just stumble up on it. You want to have a plan of at least understanding that your mind is open to recognize, I'm going to have to stop doing what I'm doing the way I'm doing so I can get something different. Now, what tools do I need to put in place so that the universe will give me the people, the substance, the patience to be able to be successful? That's what the end of the reading does. It's to let you know the things that you have to really get rid of, shift, and plan for. And then the new year reading lets you know the projection for you of this new year. If you're going to start the new year off or in the middle of the year or at the end of the year, you may have some tragedy in your life, or you may have some situation where you didn't see and it came just blindsided you, or it's something that you need to be aware of in your home and in your life and the things that's going on. If you are involved in things like that, then you need to know with your new year reading that these things are part of your life and how to prepare yourself when they come. They don't just wipe you out. Because you can get a reading that says that you need, I remember reading one of my goddaughters and telling her, are you planning to change your job? And she said, no, not really. I said, well, you know, you may want to consider getting your, you know, your resume together and things like that. Because it says here that you may be changing. So start getting those things together and that just in case something, and be very, very careful on your job if, you know, something comes up across your desk, an email or something, that there's a position opening on a job or something, or follow it, maybe like that. But lo and behold, 6 weeks after she got the reading, she got fired. Right? They just downsized, but she had her stuff ready and she started pushing it out. Boom, 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 boom. And they had given her 3 weeks notice. By the time she finished setting that up, she walked from one job into another because she had everything in place. So that's what the New Year reading does. It kind of prepares you for it, and it's not me doing a reading. This is the universe. I'm just a filter and the projection. And so that's why I recommend to you to get either an astrological reading from Astro Risha. She's fabulous. I've been getting astrology charts from astrorisha.com for about 5 years. Or get yourself a reading. I go to my priest. I have a priest that reads me. I don't read myself. Because I'll be telling myself that it's all good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So, get your readings, get your rituals, and chip yourself, and then sign up for my newsletter so that you can have something throughout the year once a month. And when you sign up for my newsletter, I'm not one of those people that, because you're on my mailing list, I'm going to be sending you a bombardment of stuff. I don't like forwards, so I don't send them. I only send you something once a month that you can guide you throughout the month. I don't have a whole bunch of crazy stuff going on every time you look at something from Yaya Fini. I don't do that. I got so much stuff going on. And you can go to my blog every Monday and talk to me about some of the things that may help you to kind of sharp tune the thing. And the Teaching Tuesday video is back on, and I'm going to put that up every Tuesday. So you have Monday you can get with me by typing. Tuesday you can get to me by looking at me. And once a month you can get to hear what I have to say and some of the things that I'm offering and some of the classes and things like that. And, of course, just, you know, support me with encouragement and pray for me. I ask each and everyone to just pray for me that I will be able to have good health so that I can share with you the things that, you know, I have learned over the 41 years as a priestess and the 65 years that I've been on earth that, you know, have been really really a blessing to me, and I hope to everyone that, you know, have the opportunity to meet me. So that's what I want to say. Just thank you so much. But please go to my website. I'm so happy. It's such a beautiful new website, and, you know, I just want to big up Tavanya Evans for just doing such a good job, and Ayoka for doing such a wonderful thing when I just really felt like giving up. So thank you so much. That when you get quiet, spirit will show up.
Yes, that's actually someone in the chat room said the website is so beautiful.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I had some people telling me all kinds of crazy prices and that, and I was like, I can't do this. I mean, what's the point? I already have a website. And spirit just, you know, I took a business coach, and she just guided me into 1, 2, 3. Like I said, I have people around me that are smarter than me, that are more intelligent on me on levels. And so I went to her, and from that, I just put myself under her plan, and this is how it came up. Just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. So thank you, everyone, for joining me with my Ask Yaya Fini. And my hope for you is just that you embrace this New Year that's coming, knowing that you are able to have all of the abundance that you want. I have Meaningful Mondays book that has every day of the year you have something that you can grasp every season. And please join me on the fast, the cleansing fast with Heru from Healing Earth Life Products. You can go to my website and you see it on there, and just, you know that you have the right to be abundantly blessed. because God has made you with a specific fingerprint that you have work to do. You are a blessing to the universe. Everybody is waiting for you to do something for them so that you can have value, worth, and the Creator knows that it didn't make a mistake in making you. So have a great evening. Thank you, Ruby, for always being there and always reminding me that when to send in my stuff.
So thank you very much.
So have a blessed evening.
Yes, thank you, family. Thank you for joining us. And remember, you can always go back to the archive and listen to the show if you feel that there's any information that you've missed. And please feel free to email yayayfeeny@bellsouth.net.
Yes, and I have a new 800 number. It's 1-888-419-5848. 1-888-419-5848.
Okay. Thank you, family. And good night. It's been a great show, as usual.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.